Well, I hate to do this to you guys, but the only news that came out today is home prices. And I'm going to get over to CNBC and let them explain to you what's going on with home prices. So without further ado, CNBC, would you take it away for me, please?
Robert Refkin, co-founder and CEO of Compass, joins us now to discuss it all. Robert, good to see you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Is there a magic mortgage rate threshold you're waiting for to catalyze this market a little bit, free up some supply and all the rest?
Yeah, I think 6.5% I feel good about. I think we'd be in 4.6, 7, 8 million seasonally adjusted annual rate of home sales. But the magic number is 5.9999.
Okay.
That'd be marketing magic.
Yeah.
And it would tell the world that mortgage rates are at a level where they should go and grab a property.
So that's more than 3/4 of a percentage point below where we are right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But last week we did have 3 days below 7.
Yeah.
Not that I look every single day multiple times a day.
Yeah.
But I think around 7%, we are going to continue to be at low 4 million seasonally adjusted annual rate of home sales.
And I guess this question of supply, I mean, you have the new home sales building permits missing on the downside yesterday, and it feels as if, you know, higher rates to restrain inflation is keeping us from creating supply, which could restrain inflation.
Yeah, it's a very tricky issue. Right? We have overall, there's affordability. The real news of today is that prices last month were the highest in recorded history.
Yeah.
And the reason they're the highest is because there's not enough supply, as you mentioned. And so to help with supply, we need policies that encourage more development, more permits. It would be great if we could figure out how to make mortgages assumable, so people feel like they won't lose their financial asset, that low mortgage rate, if they sell their home. And we could also benefit from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rate
yeah.
cuts to help bring mortgage rates down.
I'm wondering, and I know the New York market is very different from many other markets in the country. Maybe it's completely unique.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem like prices are really coming down. I've noticed a lot of price cuts in the market. And I'm wondering if that's what you're seeing, and if sellers are really reflecting the idea that perhaps in New York there might be inventory that people don't necessarily want, and they have to adjust their prices to reflect the mortgage reality.
It is somewhat of a confusing market because there are mixed signals.
Mm-hmm.
On one hand, you have prices at the highest in recorded history. But on the other hand, you have more homes today on the market with price drops than any time in the last 10 years, which reflects that buyers are pushing back. Right now, it's 36.1% of all homes on the market have had a price drop. That's 16% more than it was this time last year. This time last year was 31.4, so 6% higher, 36.4. We are seeing these somewhat confusing signals. That said, I would expect prices to be relatively flat. On a month-over-month basis, they have been flat. It's the year-over-year where the prices are up.
Mm-hmm. You know, the town that gets a lot of attention on the inventory side is Austin. And I wonder what you think about areas that had such explosive growth. Did they get over their skis in the way of supply?
Well, there's no doubt about it. Austin last year had the negative impact of, as you say, getting over its skis, being somewhat overbuilt, and a lot of influx of people from across the country, particularly California,
right.
moving to Austin. But they took the pain last year, and the pain isn't there as much anymore. Last year, prices were down very meaningfully, as well as transactions, but we've seen a pretty significant recovery relative to last year so far this year.
When you think about MSAs that would be an echo of that this year, what comes to mind?
I think Florida.
Really?
Florida.
You mentioned Jacksonville we put on the screen.
We're seeing more inventory being built up in Florida than any other market, and we're seeing more price drops in Florida than any other market.
This guy's dead on. So I called it last year when we were talking about it. We said, okay, Austin's going to get hammered because of they got over their skis the years before. Now it's moving over to Florida. People went to Austin, Texas. Then they moved to Florida. Florida's having an issue. I have a home in Florida as well. Taxes going up a little bit. The insurance is crazy. But it's just, it's the dynamics behind it. A lot of people where they were moving over the last couple of years, they basically drove up those prices to levels they can't sustain. So people got to get out of their bubbles because when they use a lot of the data here, they're pulling data from Austin saying, look, the market's way down. Then they're focusing on Florida. Well, that's a little pod. Again, if you're in Ohio or Pennsylvania or Michigan or wherever, do you care that Jacksonville, Florida is not doing well? No. So my whole goal on this video today was just to tell you guys out there, relax, okay? Unless you're in an area that basically just saw crazy growth, you're going to be okay. Here's the headlines that we have today, and this is today, folks. Home prices hit yet another record high, yet another record high. I do have a tool for you guys, and I'm trying to reach out to Mike right now to kind of go over this and be on another live event with us to explain his system. But Altos Research, the link is down below. Go into this, and you're going to hit products, and you're going to hit market report. You're going to scroll down and generate a market report. I just did one recently in Elgin, Illinois. It's just a suburb north of where I live, and here's the data that you get. This is what we're trying to teach you. I'm not trying to talk you into buying a house. I'm not trying to talk you into different things. I'm trying to help you learn how to do these things and what data that you really need to focus in on. So Altos Research, you can put in the where you live right there, hit the button right through here. It's going to give you a bunch of data on the property, median price house. What he said, price decreases. They're about 36% right now. They're higher than the norm. Well, in Elgin, it's not. They're basically normal there. And then it goes down through here and shows you historic prices and things like this. So, you know, when people say, well, the housing market's, you know, crashed or it hit its peak at one other point. Okay, yeah, but where has it gone from there? So if we go back to 2020, where was Elgin in those areas? So let's say, what's that number say? 345. We move up to here, and what is it today? 539. That's pretty hefty appreciation in a market that's, you know, just outside of Chicago. So again, folks, my game plan here is not to talk you into a home, not to talk you into anything. Is to educate you guys, okay, on real estate. So if you want to learn more about real estate, more about me, visit us at therateupdate.com. Here's all the information you need to know. But if you're looking to buy your first house, number one step that I would do if I was you, hit the grant finder and see if you're eligible for any grants to help you with your down payment and possibly closing costs. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic weekend. I'll see you here next week. Bye-bye.